with and by Sylvie Crosslaw. Sylvie is a prophetic intercessor. Find out more about the lifestyle that comes with this mantle. Hello and welcome to Rivers of Prophesying, first episode. First, let me introduce myself. I'm Sylvie Crosslard. I'm a prophetic intercessor leading an awakening prayer hub in France under the banner of Apostle Jennifer Leclerc. To kick things off today, let's break bread and take communion. Father Lord, we come to you repenting. Repenting for the wrong feelings, the wrong actions, the wrong words, the wrong thoughts. Repenting for the wrong alignments, the wrong associations. Repenting for having agreed with the wrong people, things. For having agreed with the wrong thoughts and the wrong feelings. Forgive us, Lord, we're sorry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body broken for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your bloodshed for us. Let's pray. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over everybody under the sound of my voice, cleansing all righteousness, breaking ground. Holy Spirit fire, Holy Spirit of resurrection power, rise up in us, rise, overflow, overcome. Overtake, overthrow all the rocks or the weeds out of our hearts, minds, bodies, souls, and spirits. In Jesus' name, amen. Burn all the weeds. Break the rocks. Ha! And right now, we take authority over any strife and we command you to back up, shut up, shut down. In Jesus' name, I shaker. Rivers of Prophesying, a podcast with and by Sylvie Crosslaw. Sylvie is a prophetic intercessor. Find out more about the lifestyle that comes with this mantle. Hello and welcome to Rivers of Prophesying, first episode. First, let me introduce myself. I'm Sylvie Crosslard. I'm a prophetic intercessor leading an awakening prayer hub in France under the banner of Apostle Jennifer Leclerc. To kick things off today, let's break bread and take communion. Father Lord, we come to you repenting for the wrong feelings, the wrong actions, the wrong words, the wrong thoughts. Repenting for the wrong alignments, the wrong associations. Repenting for having agreed with the wrong people, things. For having agreed with the wrong thoughts and the wrong feelings. Forgive us, Lord, we're sorry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body broken for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood shed for us. Let's pray. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over everybody under the sound of my voice, cleansing all the righteousness. Breaking ground. Holy Spirit fire, Holy Spirit of resurrection power, rise up in us. Rise. Overflow, overcome, overtake, overthrow all the rocks or the weeds out of our hearts, minds, bodies, souls, and spirits. In Jesus' name, amen. Burn all the weeds. Break the rocks. Ha! And right now, we take authority over any strife and we command you to back up, shut up, shut down. In Jesus' name, I shaker. The oil of blessing, the oil of healing, fertilizing your new ground, your new soil of your heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, what is a prophetic intercession and what is a prophetic intercessor? So, if I go back to what about it from his website, godencounters.com. In prophetic intercession, the Spirit of God pleads the covenant promises made throughout history to be enacted in our day. This inspired form of intercession is the urge to prayer given by the Holy Spirit for a situation or circumstance about which you may have little natural knowledge, but you are praying the prayer request that is on the heart of God. First things first, and that's an interesting thing for me as a French native speaker. That in English, prophetic comes first before intercession in its utterance. Whereas in French or even in Spanish, intercession would be first before prophetic. But the right order in here, as God's kingdom is voice activated and is the God of order, and first was the word. He powered the world through the word. You need to know how you function. You need to know what type of prophet you are. You need to know if you're a seer, a prophet, or a feeler, or somebody who has a knowing. You need to know how you flow in the spirit. You need to know how you function in the spirit. And from that, you will intercede in a certain way. Seers tend to be dreamers. Feelers sense the atmosphere. They feel the temperature. They feel that something is off, or a deep sense of peace. The angels are here. Prophets hear mostly. They hear the voice of God. And they are God's mouthpiece. They have an urge to speak out the prayer that God has put on their heart and mind. And they cannot get away from it, basically. Once it's on their heart, it has to be released. The urge is there. It has to come out. Then, within intercession, you need to know if you are an intercessor or a watchman or a watchwoman. And because intercessors look back in order to sort out the present and the future, watchmen and watchwomen look forward to prepare the present and the future. And that's a very different burden. So an intercessor, for example, will go on their knees into the throne room to sort out all the iniquity from the past in a family, in a region, in a territory, to clean out all the iniquity from the past generations, in order to for the new generations and the generations to come to be free. Also, the history of the region will inform the prayers of an intercessor. A prophet is on its wall, watching, asking for the vision or the word from the Lord about what's going to happen, in order to prepare the team of intercessors, the team of prophets, to pray into that, to prophesy into that, to command into that, and to take authority over the present and the future, and dismantle the tactics of the enemy's camp. So what I would urge you to do, if you do not know how you're functioning first, if you're a seer, or prophet, or a feeler, you need to get informed about these things. And I direct you to jenniferleclerc.org and to her books. That's where I learned. Otherwise, you can also enroll on one of her schools from schoolofthespirit.tv. If you already have an inkling of how you function, to get fully trained, to get importation and activations. Now, there aren't any affiliate links into this. I'm just leading you straight to the ministry's website. I have nothing, no money to earn from that. I just want to bless you and bless Jennifer Leclerc's ministry, because she's been a blessing to me. So, how do I function as a prophetic intercessor? I do get the dreams, but they're not as frequent as the hearing. The hearing is daily, almost all day long. The knowing is also very present. The feeling is very present. I come out of the secret place, mouth first, prophesying in tongues. And I prophesy into the atmosphere, to change the atmosphere around me, to shift it. I sense atmospheres. I don't always see the spirits at work. I mostly see angels most of the times. I sometimes see the demons, but I mostly know whether there are demons in somebody through the way they stand, if they hunch, if their features are distorted, if from the vocabulary that comes out of them. Because if I'm against somebody who only has a negative discourse, that thing will be released and latch on to me. I will feel it as a net being cast onto me. I will feel it as an extra layer put on me, something that will have to come against and rebuke, denounce, to get rid of, or to shake off, because it's not for me. Now, if you're not fully aware of those things, you might feel it as of a sense of even being polluted by somebody's conversation. You've come across somebody very negative, and you've come out of that conversation feeling polluted, burdened with something that is not godly. And you know you need to get rid of this, because that's going to affect your flow. That's going to affect your accuracy. And that's where the lifestyle of purity comes in, the lifestyle of holiness comes in, to keep a pure lens. And that's something I'll go back to in a different podcast. Next, how much time do I spend in the secret place? Well, I'd say that to get me out of this secret place, it's like having to uncork a bottle. It takes that much to get me out of the secret place. In the bottle, and me being lodged there. Unless there's a physical need, or God says go, I'm not budging. I'm staying in the secret place. I'm on my wall. God has not given me a signal to go. Therefore, I'm staying put. Like Nehemiah. I'm keeping watch. I'm positioned there to keep watch. And to watch over this territory. And when I go out, I go out prophesying into the territory, prophesying into the atmosphere, taking dominion over things and atmospheres. So basically, you are somebody who's retreating on retreat, in the retreat mode, because you are on the defensive in order to go out on the offense. And that's what makes you a prayer warrior. And you are also keeping watch over your gates. You are a gatekeeper, your own portals. So keeping to the secret place is also a protective measure for your own housekeeping, because you, not just the secret place, you are the house of the Lord. I need to make sure you remain unpolluted. And if you see anything coming your way that could pollute you, you need to get on the offense. You would have a sense of being set apart, because you don't function like it. The average person, doesn't give two hoots about how much time they spend in the secret place. You don't react to the same things as everybody because of your level of sensitivity to the spirit. Even the average pastor would not have that level of sensitivity. And you feel that in order to remain in the flow, in order to remain aligned with God, you can only function in the secret place. And you've got a deep thirst, a deep hunger for God, for His presence. Because it feels, when God is here, you feel whole, you feel complete, and the flow just keeps going. And the fact that the world rejects you because of the way of your lifestyle, because of how you function, intensifies the need to separate yourself sometimes. The unction breaks the yoke. The unction separates us from the world, sets us apart. So what do I feel when I have conversations with people? As I said, I feel that if I come across somebody who is really negative, something's latched on me. But if I come across someone positive, I'll feel nurtured. I'll feel encouraged. I'll feel fed. I'll feel watered. Some people, you know, especially the big people with a negative outlook, people with a religious spirit who want to manipulate you, who cannot get you to budge from the position that you set in by God, will say about you, "Oh, I can't talk to her. She's like a wall." And so be it. I'm a wall. I'm God's wall. I'm standing watch. I'm standing guard. I'm standing up against the devices of the enemy as a wall keeper, as a watchtower. Now, is this biblical? Yes, it is. And there are various passages in the Bible. And go back to Jeremiah. Verse 18. I'm reading this from BibleHub.com. The NIV tells us, if there are prophets and have the word of the Lord, let them plead with the Lord Almighty that the articles remaining in the house of the Lord and in the palace of the king of Judah and in Jerusalem not be taken to Babylon. Then I'm going to King James Bible. But if there be prophets, and if the word of the Lord be with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, and in the house of the king of Judah, and at Jerusalem, go not to Babylon. And from the Aramaic Bible in plain English, if they are prophets, and the word of the Lord Jehovah is in them, they would beg of Lord Jehovah of hosts that the implements that were left in his house of Lord Jehovah and in the house of the king of Judea and in Jerusalem would not go to Babel. Prophetic intercession in itself, what is it? How does that work? And I'm reading from aclearTrumpet.org. Oh yes, watch women on the wall. They sound the trumpet. They sound the alarm. And I like the seers. The seers, they get the dreams, they get the visions. Then the prophetic eyes are wide open. They see a lot of things. Okay, but they have all pick out from that. They haven't got a call to teach from that. They haven't got the unction to speak out of that.
So prophetic intercession. Defined. Prophetic intercession, hearing from God in prayer that enforces what he said. The meaning of prophetic, the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language, of or belonging to or characteristic of a prophet or prophecy, prophetic books, foretelling events as is by divine inspiration, casual words that proves prophetic. Webster's Revised and Abridged Dictionary, from Latin propheticus, containing or pertaining to prophecy, foretelling events as prophetic warnings, prophetic dreams used with or before the thing foretold, i.e., and fear are oft prophetic of the event, Dryden. WorldNet 1.6, Princeton University. Adjective, foretelling events as if by supernatural intervention, prophetic writings, prophetic powers, words that prove prophetic. For our purposes, I consider prophetic prayer the benefit of prayer used together with the benefit of prophetic insight to be available to every believer, to be supernatural in the sense that we are able to pray more effectively against wrong spirits and for God's plans. So, how do I prepare for those prayers? As I said, a lot of time in the secret place, preparing the atmosphere, setting the atmosphere for purpose, for worship, for glory. I'm not somebody who's interested in engaging in the second heaven level of warfare, generally. I would use the traditional prayer warfare prayers if prompted by God. Otherwise, I function from third heaven and from the throne room. So the glory atmosphere is necessary to go up to that level. It's my lever. It's the pressure cooker that takes me up. Because in third heaven, demons, they can't clog your view. And you want to see things the way God sees them. You want to see things the way Jesus sees them. You want to get the strategy from Jesus. You want to get the prayers that Jesus once said. You want to get the vision that Jesus has for a situation or a territory. And therefore, you can't let demons and whatever they've got going clog your vision. You need to be carried up, go past second heaven, straight into third heaven, stand there, stand next to Jesus, or sit down in the royal seat that's been allocated to you. But the glory atmosphere is not just a pressure cooker, it's a place of ease. It's a place from which the angels are launched into warfare. Tim Sheets has written about this. I've not read this book, but if you want to know more about angels and being launched into prayer warfare, you need to find out his book. I can't remember the title of it, but Joshua Mills wrote the foreword for it. However, I listened to a lot of audios by Joshua Mills and Jennifer Leclerc to launch angels, to minister with angels, to activate angels in my life and in my ministry, as well as set up the glory atmosphere.
So you might say, oh, wow, this is taking a lot of work.
Each day is different. There's not one day when you pray the same. There's not one day when you need to listen to the same things. Each day presents different needs. But it takes the atmosphere and the territory are worth it. They are worth it. They've been put in your care. You've been positioned in this watchtower to do just that. And if you don't put your back into setting up the atmosphere, that's right, for this region or territory, that you're completely missing it. You know, there is a time to pray the second heaven warfare prayers, the traditional warfare prayers, but you want to get the strategies and the visions and the words, the prayers from third heaven, because this is not a season of getting caught up in fake fires that waste your time, in smoke screens that waste your time. It is a season to bypass all of that, because the enemy is out to lie, steal, kill, destroy. And Jesus knows very well from his third heaven perspective what the distractions are for, what the smoke screens are for, and what lies beyond that, the true strategy that is going beyond that. Just like, for example, last year when COVID was raging wild, and people suffering from cancer were not looked after. COVID was a small screen, but people were dying of cancer. So, you know, we need to keep not only our positions, but our perspectives, and not get fooled by what the enemy puts in our faces. You need to shove it out of the way, because what Jesus sees is what matters, and he wants to share his vision with you so that his will can be done on earth as in heaven and spoken into the earth realm where the enemy is raging. So right now, I want to finish with prayer. Lord, I want to bless everybody on the sound of my voice. Lead them into finding out more about this calling, about prophetic intercession. Lead them into finding out how they operate in the spirit, what gifts they have, Lord. Whether your mouthpiece or not into this earth, whether they need to sound the alarm into this earth for you, Lord. Hey, peace. I see you, and I bless you right now. You come off my podcast right now in Jesus' name. I Ha ha ha. Lord, help us lock steps with you. Help us
lock eyes with you, keep us fully synchronized with you. Ha! In Jesus' mighty name, I shakar. Holy Spirit, order our days, order our feelings, order our minds, order our thoughts, words, and actions. Holy Spirit, lead us into more of you. Lead us into more of the prophetic and a calling in the prophetic. Clarify the vision, refine the vision for our lives as to whether we are called to be prophetic intercessors. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for listening to Rivers of Prophesying. Share my podcast with your family and friends. Silver is a prophetic intercessor. Find out more about the lifestyle that comes with this mantle. Hello and welcome to Rivers of Prophesying, first episode. First, let me introduce myself. I'm Silver Crosslard. I'm a prophetic intercessor leading in an awakening prayer hub in France under the banner of Apostle Jennifer Leclerc. Just kick things off today. Let's break bread and take communion. Father Lord, we come to you repenting. Repenting for the wrong feelings, the wrong actions, the wrong words, the wrong thoughts. Repenting for the wrong alignments, the wrong associations. Repenting for having agreed with the wrong people, things. For having agreed with the wrong thoughts and the wrong feelings. Forgive us, Lord, we're sorry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body broken for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your bloodshed for us. Let's pray. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over everybody under the sound of my voice, cleansing all the righteousness. Breaking ground. Shakar. Holy Spirit fire, Holy Spirit of resurrection power, rise up in us. Rise. Overflow, overcome, overtake, overthrow all the rocks or the weeds out of our hearts, minds, bodies, souls, and spirits. In Jesus' name, amen. Shakar. Burn all the weeds. Break the rocks. Ha! Hashakar, and right now we take authority over any strife and we command you back up, shut up, shut down in Jesus' name. Hashakar, shakar, shakar.